Schoharie County Sheriff Tony Desmond was joined by other officials in saying that it's been more than 3.5 years since Irene ravaged the county, flooding out the public safety building, which houses an 89-bed jail, emergency medical services, sheriff's headquarters, and the county communications center.
On August 28, 2011, we were flooded out through the whole Schoharie Valley. Right here in this building where you stand now, there was 8 feet, 9 inches of water. Since that day, we have not been able to get back to where we belong to operate the sheriff's office and the correctional facility the way they should be operating.
FEMA has yet to make a final decision on how to fund restoration of the public safety building. Expenses have been mounting because the county has had to transport inmates to and from Albany County, which involves deputies sometimes making multiple trips per day. State Senator Jim Seward.
FEMA and the federal government have failed to come through with the necessary support and decision-making that's needed to help Schoharie County fully recover from the impact of Hurricane Irene. You know, this breakdown, in my mind, perpetuates that widely held notion that government red tape and inaction holds back progress.
Officials say New York State actually forbids rehabbing the existing building, which sits in a floodplain. Congressman Chris Gibson noted it would cost over $40 million to refurbish the standing structure, as opposed to $37 million to build a new state-of-the-art public service building on higher ground. FEMA is said to be leaning toward refurbishing.
That makes absolutely no sense, that we would spend more money to take on more risk.
Gibson cited climate change as the reason to relocate rather than rebuild. He added that he is extremely grateful FEMA has dispersed $44 million throughout the county, but it's time to get the county building issues settled.
We're calling on the Obama administration to make the decision. You know, this has gone on way too long. This is way overdue for all constituents who want to weigh in on this and support what we're doing here today. They can call the White House, 202-456-1414, and join us in bringing this to light to the administration once again and putting pressure on them to get a final decision on this matter.
Schoharie Town Supervisor Gene Malone says it's not only a question of the public safety building being replaced.
It's important for you to know as well that we lost our fire station in the village of Schoharie as a result of the flooding event. There's been an ongoing effort with FEMA to have that facility replaced. Our equipment is scattered about, response time has been affected, and yet there is no answer from FEMA.
Malone went on to blast FEMA.
And it's unconscionable that almost 4 years later, there has been no response to major issues plaguing many of our towns and villages throughout this county.
Gibson believes the press conference he called forced the Fed's hand. FEMA spokesman Don Catano.
We continue to work with the state of New York to find alternatives or options to address the situation that the congressman brought up. We are in dialogue with the state, and we look forward to finding a resolution one way or another to help with this situation.
FEMA officials are expected to be in Schoharie to meet with local officials next week. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.